This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr with these headlines. Colorado's gambling industry is booming. Over the last 5 years, tax revenues from gaming have grown with higher stakes tables and the addition of sports betting. But calls to 1-800-GAMBLER, the problem gambler hotline, are climbing too. Zach Everett of Denver is in recovery from a gambling addiction. He says it was devastating financially.
I got to a point where I had maxed out several credit cards, wasn't able to pay the loans back. The desperation mode was insane.
Everett says increased access to gambling only leads to more problem gamblers. He wants state leaders to do more to address the issue. Grand County commissioners are criticizing the state for re-releasing a wolf with a history of feeding on livestock. CPR's Sam Brash explains.
The wolf in question is a young male born to the Copper Creek Pack, a family group known for repeatedly killing or injuring cattle. Earlier this year, it wandered into New Mexico, but was captured by the state's Wildlife Service and returned. Colorado Parks and Wildlife then released it into Grand County. In a letter sent December 19th, county commissioners say the state failed to provide proper notice and put local ranchers at risk. But Colorado's top wildlife manager, she says the animal can help the species continue to recover, and it was let loose somewhere far from livestock, surrounded by natural prey, and close to an unpaired female, maybe looking for a mate. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
About a year after Colorado's hands-free cell phone law, State Patrol says distracted driving crashes are down. Troopers saw roughly 500 fewer distracted driving crashes this year compared to last year. According to data through mid-December, around 900 citations have been given so far. Troopers say they give the most citations on Interstate 25, and the county with the most tickets is El Paso County. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr.